Peterson. Okay, this is my interview with Mary Peterson, and this is taking place April 28th, 1986. Okay, where were you born and when?
Oh, Christ almighty, please. But why? I was born in the Republic of Ireland, in the County Kerry. That's in the southern part of Ireland. It was a beautiful country right near the lakes of Killarney. And that time they had no modern conveniences. We had we had to make our own butter. We didn't have a car, no tractors to do the work on the fields. They had to do everything by hand. In the fall, when we lived mostly, we made our living on potatoes. We had tons and tons of potatoes. In the fall of the year, we used to hire some help to help with the digging the potatoes. And it was only 10 shillings a week.
And how much is a shilling? What's the equivalent of a shilling?
2 pounds a week.
2 pounds, which would be what in our money?
$2.
Okay, and how many of you, you said you raised potatoes. How many of you were there? And it was a farm that you lived on?
A farm, yes. Edie was there. Is that thing on?
Yeah. And what, you raised potatoes. And how many of you were there? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were 10 of us in the family, including there were 12 altogether. 10 children and my father and mother. And it was like the last supper when we sat down to eat. With a long table. And my father always used to say grace before we ate. And when we got up on the table. And we always said the rosary at night. Never went to bed without everybody knelt down and said the rosary. And we used to have to walk 4 miles to Mass on Sunday. But this is all the truth now, I'm telling you.
And what was the community like? What about the neighborhood? How big was the farm? And how near were any neighbors that you had?
It was a village, a small village, about 19 houses in the village. Everybody had a horses and cattle and geese.
Then how did you get the potatoes to market?
They used to take them with the horses and wagons.
And where would you sell them? How far away?
In the Tralee. They had to go about 20 miles, take them 20 miles to be sold.
And you were one of the middle children?
Mm-hmm.
Of the 10? What was the age range of them?
Uncle John was the, Aunt Judy was the oldest. Uncle John, Steve. I was the fourth oldest.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your school. Where the school was and how big it was. Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
It was a one-room schoolhouse. And it was so cold, we had to bring turf for the heat in the winter.
You had to bring what?
Turf to heat. Turf, what they cut, the turf.
Oh, like sod? Ground,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. We would all have to chip in it used to be so cold, no heat.
How many kids were in your class? How did it work?
About 20 or 30. 30 children.
And all the children from the village went to this school?
Mm-hmm.
And what grade did it go up to? When did you start?
It went to the 8th grade.
And when did you start? It was kindergarten-ish?
Six. Now what else?
Well, what subjects did they teach in school?
writing, reading. Went up to algebra in the seventh grade. So if you were well off, you went to high school and then in the town.
Which town was that?
Tralee. But
most people didn't go on to high school, no?
The 2 years in the eighth grade was equal to 2 years of high school here. Because they had everything, all the subjects and everything.
So you would stay in eighth grade an extra year?
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't go on to high school. Most of the kids were needed to help on the farms, right?
Yeah. They had to stay home and help on the farm.
Okay, so you went to school through eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened?
Then I stayed home to help in the around the house, like to do the housework and bake bread, milk the cows. Imagine me milking cows. Feed the calves. And we had barley. We'd have to go out in the field and the hay, we had to save the hay, rake the hay, and put it all in bales. Yeah. Then we had to set, when it came time to set the potatoes in March, we had to set the potatoes. I used to cut the seed in the house, the potatoes, and then we'd have to make long ridges with the horse and plow, and we'd have to set the potatoes.
And how long did it take to set the whole field of potatoes? How large was the farm?
I think it was about 20 acres, 25 acres.
And how long did it take to set the potatoes, the whole farm?
About 3 or 4 weeks.
And that was with how many of you doing it?
There was about 5 of us.
And your mother, what did she do?
She cut the seed, made the seed ready. They used to get the regular potatoes and cut, you know, to set the seed. They used to have to cut. Then we had chickens, eggs. Oh, I should say that my mother sent me once, it was a very, very, very cold, wet day. And we had no meat in the house. So my mother put three chickens, they were roosters, young roosters, in the basket. And she said, take these up now to the hotel and castle.
What's the hotel and castle?
Gallivan's.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you get the money, get £2 for these three chickens. So I went up and it was pouring rain. The chickens were all wet in the basket. It was a wicker basket. They were jumping around it. So I go in and I ring the bell. And I said, Minnie, her name was Minnie Galvin. So her brother comes to the door and he said to her, Minnie, will you buy cocks? And she said, no, I don't need any today. And I had to go back all the way again to the chickens. 4 miles walking in the rain.
And what did your mother do when you got home?
What could she do? I left them out. They could hardly walk. They were wet. And so was I. And no shoes. I had no shoes on. Oh, what I went through, that's what I said. My mother made all our clothes. And they had a spinning wheel. She used to spin the woven, they sheared the sheep. We had a lot of sheep. And she'd spin the wool.
Your mother actually spun the wool and...
Yeah, they'd spin the wool, the spinner.
Mm-hmm.
And spin the wool and knit the sweaters. Oh. And they used to sell the wool. Times were very bad. Then the time of the black and tan, the time of the invasion that England decided to take over. It was a terrible thing. We were all small.
What year was this? Do you have any idea?
1916. And I used to come in the middle of the night and pull us out of bed and look for guns, thinking we had guns, and we had no guns.
Now, who was this? British soldiers?
Yeah. The Black and Tans, they used to call them. And we couldn't get anything. It was terrible. We couldn't get flour or anything, because the mills weren't running for the flour to grind, to grind the wheat or the flour.
Why weren't the mills running?
Huh?
Why weren't the mills running?
I don't know. That was in Belfast, in the north of Ireland, where they had the mills. Yeah. So, my brother John was missing. We thought he was dead, and they were hiding in the graveyard. You know, those, what do you call them? You know, those mausoleums.
Mausoleums?
Yeah.
They were hiding in
the... Three of them were in the...
Hiding from
for a week.
Soldiers.
Yeah. And imagine going in there hiding. They were going to shoot them. And what else?
Go on about the clothes. You said your mother spun the wool.
Uh-huh. I want you to talk to him.
Okay, your mother spun the wool, and she made all your clothes.
She made the sweaters, and then they sold the wool from the sheep.
How did she get cloth to make dresses and other things? How did she get cloth?
She got them somewhere. There weren't many dresses. We had one dress, maybe. But when she could, she made our clothes.
What were your clothes like?
Plain, just plain, like that you have on now. You said about Aunt Nora, oh God, she made us a dress. It was something like that now, plain, just plain. It was white, and it had a blue, she put a blue strip around here, and it was nice,
beautiful.
She didn't have enough material to make two, because we were almost the same age, and we wore the same dresses. So we were going to have the stations. They have a mass in the house every 7 years, and it was our turn to have the mass. So we went over to borrow dishes and silverware and things from somebody, from the teacher. And when we came home, the dress was hanging up. And I said, oh, that's my dress. And Aunt Nora said, oh, that's my dress, that's mine. No, that's mine. No, that's mine. And we started fighting too.
We were small, about 7 years, maybe.
So my mother pulled it off the hanger and tore up. It tore.
Who tore it?
My mother did, because she pulled it off the hanger. She was mad when she saw us fighting.
So then neither of you had a dress.
And she had to fix it. It was never the same.
So who got it?
We both took turns on wearing. And the same way with the shoes. We went to work setting potatoes for our uncle.
Wait, for your uncle?
Yeah.
What about your mother and father?
But when we were all finished with ours, we went. Imagine we were small, we'd have a big apron and put the potato seeds in it and go back and forth in the long drill. It was from here over to Dr. Brennan's. And then we'd go back and forth,
Okay, which is about 100 yards or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we decided, we always used to help him out. So when we did, he always used to pay us a half a crown for a day. Half a crown each. That was about 2 shillings each, 30 cents each. And he used to come at night, and we'd hear him rattling the money in his pocket, and they'd give us the money.
And what did you do?
After we worked for him about a week, we decided we were going to buy a pair of shoes for the two of us. and we shared the shoes. So I went up with Uncle Chuck, God rest his soul. He was small too, he was younger than me. And I bought a pair of shoes, and on the way up, this lady, this poor lady, she was sick and the kids were all sick. And she said, would you get me a candle? I have no light for the night, the kids are sick. And I said yes, and she gave me sixpence. And what was it? They were short sixpence for the shoes, and I spent the sixpence. And I was ashamed to pass the house, so I took Uncle Joe. It's a wonder we didn't drown. I didn't want her to see me passing the house. And I took Uncle Joe a long way through a big, like quicksand, where the tide comes in under a bridge. And on the way home, he caught a rabbit, a little baby rabbit. And he brought it home. So we had the shoes anyway, and we used to share them. And we used to wash the soles of the shoes at night so they wouldn't get dirty. And she used to say, oh, it's my turn to wear the shoes. No, it's my turn. When I think of it, it's really, you know.
So when it wasn't your turn to wear the shoes, you went barefoot to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was cold. Then we had plenty of fish. They used to go fishing at night.
Who used to go fishing at night? Go ahead.
My father used to go fishing.
Where?
Out in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, on a canoe.
They went in
with nets. They used to set the nets at night. Then, what else? There must be other lots of other things.
How religious were you? Where did you go to church? And
we went to church 4 miles. We walked to church.
Where was it?
In Castle Gregory, a town, the next town.
And the actual name of the town that you lived in was Kilshannig.
Kilshannig.
And that was really just a village, you said?
Yeah.
And it had no church or no stores, just houses.
The doctor was 4 miles away. And if you saw a doctor come to the house, they couldn't afford a doctor. You knew somebody was dying if you saw a doctor come in. Yeah.
And what about, there were no stores, but you produced all your own food?
Yeah.
Everything, milk and meat?
Everything.
Vegetables, everything.
Everything. Bread, they used to make their own bread. Our own eggs. And flour. Flour's the only thing they bought.
Tell me more about church. How you went to church. Were you
very
religious? We walked
4 miles, yes. I told you about the rosary. We had said the rosary every night. And when we sat down to the table, it was like Last Supper, a long table. Everything was put in the middle of the table. Everybody helped themselves. And I said the rosary at night, every night. And every Sunday, went to Mass.
And this was all your brothers and your sisters and your father and mother too.
Yeah, the whole family. My brothers were big then, they had to be into sedology. Yeah.
How old were they?
They were about, Uncle John was about 17, 16.
And they had to come in every night to say
the rosary? Mm-hmm. And we used to have awful thunderstorms.
All right, tell me about the house you lived in. What was it like?
The house was built of stone. No central heating. Only called the open fire.
Yeah.
An open fire we cooked on. Had bacon bread.
You had no stove?
That time we didn't, but we got stove later.
What kind of stove did you get?
A coal stove, a regular one of those old-fashioned stoves which you put coal in.
And how did you get coal?
They had to buy the coal. It came from England, from Newcastle, England.
And where would you buy it?
In Tralee, the town of Tralee.
Okay, and did you have a cellar? Didn't you have like a root cellar?
No cellar, no.
You didn't? Where would you store potatoes? Like for your own?
They had the outhouses, the barns. They had houses outside for the potatoes and things.
And what was the house like inside? How many bedrooms were there? And how?
There were four bedrooms.
For all of you?
And then, yeah, the living room. And the kitchen, a big kitchen.
And what did you used to do for enjoyment? What would you do at night?
Nothing. There were no movies. No, nothing. We didn't do anything.
Read? Did you read?
Read. We had no radio. That time there was no radio TV either, I don't think. All right, honey.
Okay, how did you take baths? How did that work?
Saturday night. A big bath, a big tin bathtub. No toilet, no toilet. Out there, or outdoors.
All right, how did the baths work? How did you take baths?
Took a bath with a tin bathtub. We'd have to heat the water and pour it in. And two of us used to jump in together.
And all 10 of you had to take a bath. And
yeah.
And who went last?
Whoever was lucky went first. So, in the summertime we used to go swimming. We were right near the ocean. In the summertime, just to go in to get washed. What else?
Who cleaned the house? Was it kept very clean, or was it hard to keep clean because there were so many of you?
We all used to take turns. Making bread, everything.
Okay, what about when you were sick?
When we were sick, we didn't have time to be sick. When we had the measles or something, we'd have to stay in bed. They'd take care of us themselves. No.
And you said the only time you ever saw a doctor was when somebody was dying.
Mm-hmm. This was really something.
Okay, when you went to school, did you have to be vaccinated?
Oh yeah, we had to be vaccinated. Everybody had to.
And where did this take place?
The doctor.
Castle Gregory?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me some more of what it was like growing up in Ireland. Just tell me any things that stick out in your head. Any instances that make you particularly remember?
Let me see, there's so many things to say.
Go ahead.
Oh, what Aunt Laura, should I tell you about Aunt Laura? We went, when we were small, we used to love to go rambling, taking walks. So we were right near the ocean. There was a big rock outside. Great big rock, and we used to love to sit in that rock. So one Sunday afternoon, we decided to go. We just take off. We didn't tell anyone we were going. And we sat in the rock. And we had the thing to catch crabs. of corn with a clamshell on it. And before we knew it, the tide came in around us. But the tide was all around the rock. It was up to, we were almost drowned. They had to come and get us with a canoe.
And who came to get you?
Huh?
Who came to get you?
The people in the village, the men in the village.
How did they know you were there?
Huh?
How did anybody know you were there?
They saw us. They were looking for us. We were missing for a long time. And they were afraid. And somebody spied us.
And what happened to you when you were
I got killed. I was older, you know, I was the one with the blame.
How old was...
No supper.
Huh? How old was Nora?
I was tired. I couldn't go to sleep. I was so hungry. We were about 7 or 8, I guess, 7.
And she's 1 year younger than you?
Yeah. So, that was it. Yeah. And these two lovely young boys went out in the canoe. That was the time there was a shipwreck. And there were some parts of the ship that were sailing and lots of wood and everything that they used to use for fire. So they saw this big piece of wood floating. And they took off in the canoe, both of them, to get the wood. They took a big rope. And they were both drowned. They were both 18. I remember that well. It was very small.
It was pretty common for people to go out in the ocean with canoes.
Yeah.
Weren't they ever afraid of the danger of it?
No. They weren't afraid of anything. They were all pretty good swimmers because they were right near the ocean, you know.
Okay, what about school? What do you remember specifically about school? Your teachers. Tell me a little about your bit.
Oh, we had a teacher who was very mean. He was bad. He was... He used to hit us, we used to get beaten up and everything. If we didn't bring in your homework, if you were late, it was terrible. There was a poem about the village schoolmaster. Do you know that poem? Did you ever hear of it? Well, anyway, he was really terrible. And Nora and I were in the same grade. So I'll never forget it was only Thursday, I think. It wasn't Thursday. And we were off because it was a holy day. And before we left, he said, now the two Flynns are not going to be promoted, they're going to be left back, he just said. And we were afraid to tell our mother when we went home to be left back. And what happened? He died that night. And the dog, we were so happy. We were so glad. We were so glad they would not only left small children. In fact, his daughter now, was my best friend. And I had two boys, two sons, and they're Christian brothers, they're in the priesthood. Yeah, he died. And my mother came, and we made believe we were crying. And we never told her that we were promoted anyway, so we weren't left back because the new schoolmaster didn't know.
Okay, anything else that you can remember about school? What did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of subjects? What was the homework like? And
we used to have a lot of poetry, I know that much. And we had the same as you have here in the grades. Long division, short division, multiplication, subtraction, reading, writing.
Did you ever study anything like social studies, history?
History, yes. Yeah.
Okay. What else?
What else can I?
Okay, so what happened after you grew up?
When I grew up.
From the time you graduated from eighth grade, what happened then? Just start with that.
I was 14 then, or 15, 14 I guess. Then I had to work like hell altogether. I didn't have a time to work. I was hunchback. And that's the wonder I'm living. We worked awful hard out in the field. We had to help feed the cattle with mangels and turnips.
What's
we
mangles?
Had a pulper. That's something like a turnip.
Okay.
And we'd have to wash them, peel them, and put them in a great big machine, like a pop-up. We had to twist the handle, and it was heavy. That's what the cattle used to eat. And one day we used to help this lady. She had no one to help her, so we decided to help her. She said she was going to pay us. And we worked very hard for a week, Aunt Nora and I, pulping the mangels and the turnips. And she never paid us. So we went this day, and we said, if she won't pay us today, we'll never go again. So we went. And she said, I have no money. We asked her, we said, you know, you didn't give us any pennies. We only wanted pennies. And she said she wouldn't pay us at all, that we didn't do it. What did we do? We threw all the knives and everything into the popper. Twisted the handle and broke. And we almost got killed for that. We said I fell in. No, you threw me. No, you did. Oh. Oh my God. When I think of it now, I really could write a book if I was smart. I really could put everything down and write a book, couldn't I? Huh?
Yeah. So go on.
That's all. I can't think of anything.
No, what happened after you graduated from school? What did you do? You worked on the farm and then?
Yeah. And then I decided to come to America. That's right.
How old were you in?
I was 17.
So what did you do from the time you were 14 to 17? You worked on the farm with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to come to America?
Because my sister Julia, you know, my older sister, she was here. And we had an aunt, my uncle's sister-in-law. She was not an aunt, but she was a nun in Northampton, to Massachusetts. And she was writing to me to come over and to go to the convent. I wish I had went. She was a teacher in Northampton, Massachusetts. So I decided to come to America anyway, and I went to visit her. And she invited me to come to continue school. I wish I had. See, I wasn't smart. She said, one cost you a penny. She said, you can stay here with us in the convent. And the beautiful convent in Northampton, Mass. And said that I got a job in Smith College. And that time, you know who was there? Lindbergh's Anne Morrow, Lindbergh's wife. And I knew her father. Anne Morrow's father, I used to wait on him. I was a waitress in the Bills. They used to call it Bells, the switchboard and waitress. And she was there, I knew her well, Anne Morrow. And Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller, he used to come there to take the girls out. That's a hell of a long time ago.
What about coming to America? You didn't say anything about that. What it felt like to leave, how you decided to do it, how you came over, you skipped
I came
that.
Over on the ship, it takes 7 days, and an old ship,
right down the bottom of the ship. And I was sick all 7 days, everybody was sick.
How did you get enough money to come?
They sent me the money. My sister Julia sent me the money. It didn't cost much that time. Maybe £10 or £15, $15 or $20. So, that was it.